The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, hello. Hey, everyone. So I wasn't planning to read this story, but user Bathing My Son couldn't post on our incest anymore, I told her she could post them on my subreddit so that at least you guys could see the story. So I'm going to read it for everyone. Just as a last minute, like, aside. So, here we go. So this is titled M/S. I've been helping my son bathe. Update number 30. I don't even know what update it is, but I'm just going to start reading it. My numbers are a little different because she had like A's and B's in like first part and second part. So I'm not even going to go look back. Anyway. Hey again. This update comes a little later than promised, unfortunately. I would have liked to regale this one a little earlier, but if you've been following me and this story for a while, you know that life just gets in the way sometimes. I just wanted to tell the story about how the boys came to start buying me lingerie/underwear, which I bought up into my last post. It was mentioned in passing, so don't be stressed if you missed it. There was also another first that night, which is another reason this particular story is being told. It's truly opened so many doors for us. The whole thing started on Friday night when I got home from work and saw a package from my oldest sitting on the front door. Until this point, my normal around-the-house wear had been the uniform crop top and G-string for those uninitiated. And, as far as I know, we were all very into this. While I do love being naked around them, there's definitely something sexy about small layers of clothing that cover just enough to keep everyone interested while still keeping things sexy. I remember this night pretty vividly, as I consider it to be a bit of a core memory when thinking about the time we've spent together. That package I mentioned was kind of small. They were not really online shoppers either, so seeing that laying there was a bit of a head kink moment. But I didn't think too hard about it. Instead, picked it up and walked through the door to the both of them home. "You've got something delivered," I said to my oldest just before coming in for a hug. Immediately, I knew something was up because he snatched it out of my hands, face and ears all flushed red, before leaning in for the embrace with no mention at all of what was inside. We're normally very open about everything, so I did think a bit odd, but decided if he wanted to tell me what it was, he would have already. "I'm dying for a shower," I said to them, while dropping my things on the table. But their response wasn't like it usually was. "Can we join you?" or "Don't get dressed after," was a normal cry from them after I say that, but it was just kind of nodding while they got back to whatever they were doing before I walked in. Odd, to say the least, but I reasoned they were just in a weird mood that would pass after we all ate. Hangry, possibly, but boy, oh boy, was I wrong. While I was showering, I thought of some more about that package, and my head was going everywhere, but to the real contents. Vibrator? Dildo? something more innocent and not related to me at all? I really had no idea. But all was answered when I finished drying myself and stepped into the bedroom to find the Bear With Me set from the Yandy laying on the bed. I decided to include the name of it so you could look it up and really get an idea of what I was wearing. Suddenly, all the cloudy coyness of the evening parted, and I knew what was going on. I had a private laugh to myself as I picked up the tiny two-piece material, holding it to myself and checking it out, trying to work out where my limbs go. I had always been a G-string girl, but it's been years since I worn proper lingerie like this. It gave me a warm feeling all inside me, thinking about how much they care about me and what was going on. Obviously, it's for the benefit of them too, but I do love being gifted things, and this was something I absolutely wasn't expecting. I dropped the towel and slipped into the set while trying my best to hide my nipples with the teeny tiny straps the bra has. It took me a bit longer than it should have to work out the bottoms are crotchless. After a bit of straightening and tucking, I spun in the mirror a few times, blushing really hard, filled with love for them, and walked back into the hall to see them both on the couch, naked, but not hard already. They didn't notice my presence right away, so while hugging the doorway, I lifted one leg up in the corner and said, "Hey." That got their attention because when I looked over, their eyes popped out of their head, but they didn't make any other movements, instead choosing to stay put and ogle me from afar. "Wow, Mom," I heard from my oldest breathe. "Well, this was what you wanted, no?" I teased while walking over to them and standing with my hands on my hips. "Yeah, well, it wasn't just his idea," my youngest interjected, clearly not wanting to be left out. "That looks so good on you. Holy fuck," said my oldest, Cat finally letting go of his tongue. "Really?" I said, still teasing slightly and grabbing the bra straps, heaving my breasts about. "Don't think my boobs are too big for this top?" "God, no. What the hell? You look so good." While they were complimenting me, I caught sight of their cocks growing and twitching slightly, so I knew it was having the desired effect on them. "How's the back look?" I said, spinning around. "I really like how my ass fits in this." Nothing but sighs came out from behind me, and that was all the confirmation I really needed. "I feel really sexy in this. Thank you two so much." A chorus of "No, thank you," came from both of them, and my oldest said, "I'm really glad you just came out wearing this instead of asking about it first. It's really hot, you being so into this." That just got a small grin from me, but by the time I was already worked up from looking at their cocks, there was only really one thing in mind. "Well, I think it's very sweet. I haven't worn anything like this in years," I said, dropping to my knees and scooting the rest of the distance over to the couch, placing a hand on each thigh and rubbing. "Should I keep it on or take it off?" I asked, already knowing the answer. Why would they have bought a crotchless if they didn't want to fuck with it on? "On," they both said near unison, which gave us a proper giggle. "Let me show you how much I like it." And I leaned in toward my oldest, pushing as much of his cock into my mouth as I could before spitting it out and swapping to the youngest. I moaned into their groins. Two long, thick, loving cocks, all for me. "Mommy looks sexy wearing this with your cocks in her mouth, doesn't she, boys?" All I heard back from them was grunting as I alternated between hands and mouth, rubbing and stroking them together. At one point, I sat up a bit and just used my hands while looking at them directly in the eye. I found it's easier to stroke up and down together rather than up and down alternating motion. So I stuck with that and watched them squirm in their seats. My breasts always jiggle when I'm doing that, but the extra slice of material covering them was really doing a number on them. They were staring at me the whole time, looking hungrier and hungrier by the stroke. "God, you're so hot, Mom," the youngest said. "Can you suck us together?" And he got out from his grasp and stood up over me. His brother followed suit, and I pulled them together so their cockheads could dance around on my tongue. I'd really been enjoying their recent eagerness to rub heads with my mouth and had always found it really hot, but I think it was the first time either had actually asked me to do this. It gave me something to think about, too, as my tongue glided over their shafts. While sucking, I was thinking a lot about how the walls between them had been breaking down and had a thought, which turned into an idea, which turned me on even more than I ever thought it would. As I was thinking about how to enact this, their cocks were getting wetter and wetter as I used every bit of saliva I could muster on them. Knowing we couldn't do what I wanted from that position, I gave their thighs one final kiss and stood up between them. Their arms immediately locked around my waist, and I was being groped all over my body. The straps covering, and I used that very loosely, me were being pulled and snapped back onto my skin. With each crack I heard from that, I got wetter. My oldest grabbed for my chin, bringing my leant back head back to the attention before pulling our lips together for a deep, deep kiss. When I parted from him, I turned to his brother and got his turn. He got his turn too. As I moved between their lips, oxygen became a rare commodity, as I barely had a chance to breathe before the other tongue slipped into my mouth. My oldest reached down and started rubbing my clit, which almost made me drop then and there, but I held myself up using their shoulders. He didn't start gently at all, just went straight for it, and I really needed that because any more teasing and I would have been one upset and frustrated girl. Eventually, we all let go and I used that opportunity to race off toward the bedroom, expecting them to follow, and the sound of their feet resonated through the floor confirmed it. One of them slapped my ass gently, which sent me giggling, but when I got to the bed, I stopped just before laying on it. My oldest tried to push me down, but I caught myself on him before I could go, and he gave me a quizzical look. "One of you lay down," I instructed. "Why? What? What's happening?" my youngest said. But I just replied with, "You'll see. Just lay down with your legs off the edge of the bed." They gave each other a kind of "what is she up to" look, but they complied, my youngest choosing to lay down first. When he was down there, I left my oldest's grasp and stood off to one side, leaning over and sucking the hard cock protruding vertically from my bed. My oldest watched this all unfold, but it wasn't till I beckoned him to come over with a finger that he understood what was happening. When he got close enough, I reached out, grabbed his cock, and guided him over. So he stood between his brother's legs, and I lay there, cocks together, one right on top of the other. "Fuck. Okay, yeah," my oldest said, and my youngest moans. "Let me know this would be fine." Most of the saliva from the lounge room had dried up, so I mustered every bit of moisture I could from my body and spat onto their cockheads before wrapping my lips around both and stretching my mouth all the way around them. It was by far the deepest they had ever been in that hole together, and the noises they were making were just so fucking incredibly hot. I pushed through the cheek pain and bobbed my head across the two of them. But when it became too much, I pulled out and used my spit on both hands and clasped them around both to jerk. God, I'm so glad you two get along so well. I've never done anything like this before. It's so hot. I dirty talk them as I rub their cocks together. It was such an incredible sight. I couldn't begin to just do it justice by describing it. Watching their balls together was just crazy hot, as the only time they'd done this, when they were double penetrating me. Oh God, Mom, fuck, my oldest managed to say, but they were otherwise silent words-wise, instead opting to groan and moan as I rubbed them together. My face went back down every time they needed more lubrication, and I'd spat and spit on them into my mouth, as deep as I could. It didn't take long before my youngest said, "If you don't slow down, I'm gonna come. I can't hold it." "Oh yeah, baby. Are you gonna come for me? Come for mommy?" I said, surprisingly myself, even at how horny my voice sounded. I was in the zone, utterly enamored and totally consumed by what I was watching, what we'd all created. He could only nod back at me and lock his gaze into my eyes. "Come sit on my face, please, Mom. Slow down. I can't take this." Hearing him say that made me immediately let him go. Clearly, he wasn't ready to come yet, but he'd get his chance. I got up, and they stayed put as I straddled my youngest's face and leaned over him into 69 position, where their cocks were accessible again. I left my youngest alone for a while to give him some time to calm down. But once his tongue hit my clit, it was my turn. "Oh, baby," I moaned, at no one in particular. "Thank God you got a crotchless, because this feels amazing." His hands reached up and grabbed my ass over his face, pulling, slapping, and spreading me while licking as I sucked on his brother, who by this time had my head in his hands, and he thrust down on my throat. In no time at all, I felt my orgasm build all the way through my body. I knew I'd come, and I tried to hold it, but with everything we'd just done, I couldn't, and in just a few minutes, my torso started shaking, and I came on his face, sitting up and resting my hands on his chest. While I did so, grinding my hips all over his face, once I caught my breath, I moved back around to the spot I was in before and started sucking and jerking them together again. "This is so hot, but I can't do this." "You look so good right now," my oldest said as he broke away, leaving me with two hands wrapped around my youngest. He rounded me and grabbed my hips before pushing his cock all the way inside of me in one long push. My mouth opened and my eyes rolled into the back of my head. But with one last stroke, my youngest groaned a long, deep, "Fuck." And he came all over my face and up onto his stomach. I tried to catch some in my mouth and kept jerking him through the orgasm, but my oldest was thrusting harder and harder. So all I could really do was close my eyes and feel his movements, till I felt him slowing as he came to, his amazing warmth filling me deep inside before sliding out and collapsing onto the bed beside his brother. I left them both there to go and wipe my face off, and when I returned, they were there in the same spot, staring up at the ceiling, looking totally at peace. "That was so, so hot," I said, while cuddling up to both of them. "I just love you, and this so, so much." They just nodded in agreement, clearly still too spent to talk about it properly. But my youngest did say, "I want to do it again if everyone's okay with it." His brother grunted in agreement, and I pecked them both gently on the lips before we all went off for a shower. I did have another legacy post to make about things we've done when I wasn't posting, but since my last update, things have very much escalated again. And I'm not sure whether to just keep posting about things that happen from now. I'll just have to think about it, but for now, I hope you enjoyed this post. They've since bought me 3 other sets, and every time has gone similarly But this night will always remain my favorite try-on session, just because I got to experience jerking them together like that for the first time. It was far from the last, but this night really was the start. Okay, that's the end. I don't know if there's any commentary that I should make, but I do want to say that I'm really glad that User Bathing My Son feels comfortable posting on our subreddit, or on my subreddit. And I'm glad that I'm still able to read them. I guess I won't post to, I mean, I won't post it to GWA anymore. It's a little controversial, so I'll just keep it on my subreddit and you guys can enjoy it here. So if you know of anyone that wants to continue reading or like listening to this story, you can, I guess, direct them to the subreddit. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know it was like a last minute read. I'm trying to work on other audios, people, okay? I've just been really busy. So I'm going to post this tonight just because I did it. So have a good evening. If I don't post anything for, well, it's already Valentine's Day. I'm probably going to be busy. So have a good night.